Are you not aware that Allah knows all that is in the heavens and the earth? It cannot be that three persons converse in secret and he is not the fourth of them, or five persons converse in secret and he is not the sixth of them. Whether fewer or more, wherever they may be, he is with them. Then on the day of resurrection, he will inform them of what they have done. Surely Allah has knowledge of all things. Have you not seen those who, though forbidden to hold secret counsels, persistently do what was forbidden? They hold secret counsels among themselves for sin, hostility, and disobedience to the Rasul. Yet, when they come to you, they greet you in words which Allah does not greet you with, and say to themselves, "Why does Allah not punish us for what we say? Hell is enough for them. They shall burn in its flames. What an evil destination." O believers, when you confer together in private, do not talk about sin, hostility, and disobedience to the Rasul, but to console about virtue and piety, fear of Allah, before whom you shall be brought together. Conspiring in secret is the work of Shaitan, who means to vex the believers, but he cannot harm them at all except as Allah permits. So in Allah, let the believers put their trust. O believers, when you are asked to make room in your meetings, make room. Allah will make room for you in the hereafter. And if you are told to rise up, then rise up. Allah will rise to higher ranks those of you who have faith and those who have been given knowledge. Allah is aware of all of your actions. O believers, when you want to consult the Rasul in private, offer something in charity before you consult, before your consultation. That is best and purest for you. But if you lack the means, know that Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. Do you hesitate to give out in charity before your private consultation with Him? If you cannot afford it, Allah will forgive you. So establish salat, pay zakat, and obey Allah and His Rasul. Allah is all aware of all your actions.